I now call the Winchester Town Advisory Board. Today is the February 25, 2025, and we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so let's introduce ourselves. My name is Christian Barneon. To my left, I have
Brad Evans.
And to my right,
my name is Chris Hooper.
All right, and then we have our liaison, which is
Beatrice Martinez.
And then our secretary is
Mallory Cristales.
And do we have anybody from planning?
Judas Rodriguez from comprehensive planning.
All right. And then we're going to do the second part, which is public comment. This period is this period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda's items. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time that are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about the items within this jurisdiction but not appear on this agenda, you must wait until the area of comments by the general public, period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up and please state your name clearly and your address and spell your last name for the record. If there's any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson and there will be a majority vote to do that. Now we're gonna move for the approval of minutes of the last meeting, which was January 28th, 2025. Do I have a motion to approve?
I motion to approve.
I second.
All right. That's passed. Motion passes. And then we have the motions to approve the minutes for the agenda today. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. So motion passes. Then we're going to do the next one is the informational items, which these items are going to be SDR 250054.
No informational items, Chair.
Oh, sorry.
That's zoning items.
Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. And then planning and zoning. Do you have that is over here? Yeah, so I'll tell the items. Yeah, jump her step. Sorry about that. SDR 250054305 CCD LLC, and I'm seeing all of them are the same.
Okay,
so I'm gonna only read all those three, and then I'm gonna let you do the presentation. Okay, then the next one is gonna be BS 250055305 CCD LLC, and the third one is UC 250053305 CCD LLC. All right, do we have the presenters and for the application?
Good evening, board. Mm-hmm. My name is Lebeni Ohini. Lebeni is L-E-B-E-N-E. Ohini is O-H-E-N-E, no apostrophe. Thank you. Lebeni Ohini, 520 South 4th Street, representing the applicant. And I don't see any of the old board members here, but the history of the project is we previously had approval in 2018. We came back for just the plaza 2023, and we've retooled and redesigned the project. To orient you to the site, the project is located on the south side of Convention Center Drive and the west side of Debbie Reynolds Drive. And of course, Desert Inn is to our side. So we're north of Desert Inn. This project, as proposed, it's a retooling of a previously approved project in 2028. It consists of a non-gaming hotel. The height of the hotel tower, and I tried to put it so you could see it, it's 620 feet, which was the previous height approved both by the FAA and also the county with the original project in 2018, and that project was, there was an extension of time with it as well. So it's non-gaining, and this project will be basically in two phases. When it was previously approved, it was in one phase and it was going to be done together. This is why we came back in 23 and did the plaza. This time, we're just gonna try and split it so the plaza can be done first. The plaza portion, which is the western portion of the site, consists of a total of 66,000 square feet plus plaza. And the design shows a building, this building, and then another building on the site. And then this portion is the tower portion. And then we showed you the rooftop of it, but there's a garage with this as a rooftop and a building on top of the rooftop for entertainment. Now, the way county defines entertainment is if you can hear it outside. The intent is this will not be heard outside, so you don't see anything about live entertainment. It's just inclusive, but it's a building on top of it. So there is a garage underneath the plaza and also a separate garage along the street frontage. The applications, as read into the record, consist of three elements. The first element, which I will bring this forward, and then I also have this, if you don't mind looking at it. The SDR is the sign design review. So this contains the signage. It shows the tower. Those are lists of signs, so you don't need to look at it. But if you flip through, you
we'll
would see.
Signs.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's get to the signs. Yes. The signs start from this page.
Okay.
So it is, those are all video screens. So the SDR basically states the number of signs that we're requesting. It's a total of 35, but don't be scared. 35 is spread on the entire site. The plaza has a site. Some of it is video screens, and some of it is wall signs for the plaza. On the tower, we also have signage on the tower, as you can see. And the ones for the tower are really high because this is 620 feet. And then there's some below on the buildings. Staff did not have an issue with the signage requested. This is project is within the what is known as the resort corridor. The signs that we're asking for is minimal compared to most signage kind of in this strip and on the resort corridor. So there is a freestanding sign here for the plaza and another freestanding sign in this area. Then there are directional signs. The directional signs are basically to give direction. So there's four of them along this frontage to give directions, really to get people in and out. So we've stated the square footages. There's a matrix in what I'm giving you, as well as if you look at your SDR sign write-up, if you have the staff report, the matrix tells you all the signage we're requesting. Wall signs, animated signs. So if you have your staff report, it will clearly state, and if you don't have it, I have it here and I can share it. So this is the first one, which is the SDR, and it will show you.
It goes into more detail.
Yeah, this basically tells you the signage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is the count, the staff report provided by the county. So if you look at the sign, if you count the numbers, it may seem a lot, but most of it are signage that you need, two freestandings and the directional signs. So that states that the staff did recommend approval. The next item, which is the VS, is vacation. And I have a plan here because it's on 11 by 17. It shows the plaza, shows the tower, and the convention center and the garage. And the vacation, the county code today requires detached sidewalks. Even though that whole area is built out, because we're south of the convention center, the new convention center, we're immediately south of it. But the requirement is that you have detached sidewalk. You see, the convention center portion of the street, there's the detached sidewalk as well. So we're required to do it. So we have, the way it works is the streets, they exist, everything is public tobacco sidewalk. But then the vacation, what they do is you're detaching to make it safer. You're taking the sidewalk, so it's curb, gutter, it's gutter, curb, and sidewalk, which is attached. But requirement is that we take that and we detach it and put landscaping, sidewalk, landscaping as a safety feature. So that's a code requirement, and staff did recommend approval for that as well. And I have that report here if you need to see it. The application itself, the project itself, is number 3, which is the special use permit under new title 30. I call it 31 just not to get confused, because you keep saying old and new, so I call it title 31 to make it easier on myself. So this consists of the 620 foot tower, which was it was the same height. It's about 40 stories, previously was 45 stories. The number of rooms for this project is 604 rooms. The previous one was 720 plus rooms. So we've reduced that square footage. As part of this hotel, there's convention on the main floor under the tower. And then this used to be previous project, a spa building, a medical spa building. It's just another convention space. And this portion is the garage. And the pool area is on top of the garage. And that was also previously approved. Now, with a site like this, now if you all remember this site, there's the long piece, the L-shaped, inverted L-shape, with a middle parcel, which was, I think, the showroom for Debbie Reynolds when she bought it. So you would see it's two R-shaped parcels. So we'll have to combine the parcels and do this. So the plaza area is here. The entry into the plaza area, you have this driveway and this middle driveway that can be shared by most. Now with all these projects, throw decks, which there are waivers for through that. Now, I'll first talk about the first waiver. County code and fire code says that drive aisles within a garage should be 400 feet, and also does that with streets. It limits how long the street width, how long the cul-de-sac is. So it's 400 feet. So when you go into most garages, it's longer than that, the older garages before it breaks. So ours is 410 feet long, and then you get the break, and then you get the other parking spaces. I'm sorry, I don't have a floor plan to.
Yeah, it's right there.
Which one is it?
This one?
Yeah. So the intent is to break it up. So we're just 10 feet more than that, and staff didn't have an issue with that, because there's a break and then you have other parking spaces. The next waiver is loading spaces. Now, I have a planner here and she can confirm. The county code bases loading based on the square footage of the entire building or structure. So there may be redundant areas in it. If you think about even parking, the garage part and all that, that's all included. So I do not know of any resort or any hotel, unless it's maybe 50 rooms, that hasn't asked for this waiver. It's typically been looked at as an operational thing. It's like how much you need. We don't have, we do have restaurants and we have a convention, but we don't have a casino. So we've asked to reduce the number of parking spaces, loading spaces. We're providing 5. That's basically 2 that will serve the plaza, which is about, if it was just a plaza by itself, the two would have been, what would be required, slightly more than that. And then three would be for the hotel itself. And these are all managed. Logistics wise, every resort asks for the waiver, and they know, and sometimes they may come back and do more if they need it, but I don't know of any hotel. And the reason I know is most of the hotels you've seen on the strip from about 2019, from the Bellagio till Fontainebleau that was open, I was involved in it for those approvals. So I'm really familiar with hotels and the parking, the loading spaces. Now, we've provided all the required parking and also the county code now under Title 31 requires EV spaces. And with that, we've provided the EV spaces, there's the capable and the installed, and we've provided those. We didn't provide exactly what is required because we're all hotel, so we did ask for a waiver for portions of it, because if we had provided all, and with EVs, if you need more, especially with the capable, if you have those capable, then you just keep adding more in. So we did ask for a reduction on the waivers. Most of the reductions you see on this application are public works related, which is the throat deck. The way we designed the throat deck, and we had these previous waivers too, because the site, based on the width, especially for this portion of the inverted L, what we did was, this portion of it, as you go in, we exceed the throat deck. It is when you come in and you have to turn in where we did ask for a reduction in that, but we've provided three different lanes to make it very easy to turn in, and we made sure this was wide enough that, and you know, as the cars turn in, if you're going down, you go down that way, and if you have to go straight, then there's enough room. It's not only one lane, because the intent of this throw depth is to stop you stacking onto the public street. Now, in the middle, we also did ask for a reduction in the throw depth as well, but we've provided enough lanes, so there's two driveways. So if you're going to the hotel, you're gonna come into this driveway. If you're going to the plaza, you're gonna go. Then there's valet along there, and they can take you at the bottom. As well, for the tower, there is valet, and they take your car and take your valet car down this road. Now, we did ask for a reduction in what is called the approach distance to that intersection. But as you come in, this is one way only. So really, no cars can go in. So as you come in, all the stacking will be there. So if you're coming out, you come that way, and then the valet people will take the car and take it to the bottom. So that reduces any conflict in that area. Now, also entering the garage, our justification on that, on the throw depth reduction here, is as you enter into every garage, the way you mitigate is you don't, as you enter, you give a longer throw depth as you enter, so there's no conflict, and that's what we did. I'm sorry I don't have one that would show you that, but that's what we did, so that when you enter, because sometimes in some garages, as soon as you enter, there's a parking and there's a lane, and we try to mitigate that. Now, we know Public Works recommended denial on these all these throw depth waivers. They typically recommend denial on it, and then you work with them and internally, and of course, there's the traffic study that will show things at the back end. So there's another driveway, and the reason we think we've done a good job with it is even just going into the garage, we have all these different driveways, and this one is two-way, and this one is two-way, and that is all to mitigate it. So even though we did ask for reductions in those throw depth, we have enough driveways going into the garage and making sure, like as you enter immediately, then that's not cross traffic. So with that said, staff did recommend denial of the waivers, which is typical, they always do. We've given them the justification. We worked with our traffic engineers to make sure we're giving them the justification. The proof would be when we go do a traffic study. There's also another waiver as you approach this intersection. It's supposed to be 150 feet. So we did ask for a reduction. It's a minimal reduction as you approach Desert Inn in this area. So really, what we're asking for is reapproval of the project. It was still active when we started this, but we wanted to make sure that there was a clean break between the original approval, which everything was supposed to be built at once. But now we want to make sure that we're building the plaza first, phase one, and then build the hotel. And the reason, and I know some of you wonder, so why didn't you build it first? Well, by the time it was approved in 2008 and the economy, we all know with COVID, prices tripled, so it was impossible to do. So we're hoping by the time, by reducing some of what we requested previously, and by the time everything is done, prices would have gone down, and we're not building the monstrosity we originally requested. And with that said, I'm here to answer your questions. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Alright, so now we move to the public comment portion of the signing. If you'd like to make a comment or have questions about this project, please state your name, address, make sure you spell their last name, please, and direct all the comments to the board. After everyone in the public has a chance to speak, the applicant will be providing input and the answer of the questions for the public. Please ask all the questions at this time. So do we have public comment?
My name is Judy Dietz. D-I-E-T-Z. I live at the Metropolis, which is on the corner of Debbie Reynolds and Desert Inn, across the street. Yeah, right there. It's a high-rise condo building. We only have 71 units, but we have two entrances into our garage. One is on Debbie Reynolds, the other is on Desert Inn. Okay. I'm concerned about the traffic on Debbie Reynolds, with cars going in and out of the parking garage there. It's a very narrow road, and there's no parking signs up on both sides, you know, public parking. But some people tend to do parking there anyway. Is there any consideration given to those of us who live there and have to drive in and out every day?
Yes, and I know,
Sorry, so we'll take all the comments and then, then they'll answer.
All right. My name is Kevin Faro, F-A-R-O last name. I represent the majority of the homeowners at 356 East Desert Inn. If you want to show it on the map, it's the property on adjacent. Actually, it's the other one. Right next to it. Right next to your garage. That section. There's currently a gate that's between our property and yours. It's a fencing gate that opens. And we would like to know if that access will be retained, if there is going to be open access, or if you would be selling that off. I do think that community, we have 78 units in that community, and I do think, you know, it's going to be affected quite a bit during the construction. There's going to be a lot of noise, and possibly even after. It sounds like there's going to be entertainment noise coming from the operation. So one question is regarding access, and the second question is, are the individual spaces going to be operated by the applicant, or will they be leased? And do we know what mixture of restaurants or other operations there will be? Did you get my question, ma'am?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So,
do we have any more public comment?
I'm Kelly Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, and I live at Desert Inn as well, Desert Inn Villas. And my question was originally, I can't quite see from the drawing, but the shopping center was originally, if I'm not mistaken, U-shaped.
Yes.
And is it still U-shaped?
No.
To the face, to the convention center?
No.
It's not. It's square, and you're coming around it then. So are you having a road that's going to separate, that they're going to drive around it?
Yes. Do you want to come?
forward so you can see it?
Because this to me looks like this is a road that's going to separate our properties. So where Kevin's talking about the fence, this is your pool area, and this is us here, and then this is another complex. But is this a road that you're going to, like a travel area that you're going to?
Yeah, it's a travel lane.
This small area is the travel lane.
Yeah, it needs, it actually exceeds.
Oh, this wide enough?
Yes.
Okay.
It exceeds code requirements.
Because he's talking about our gate is right here. So our concern is that what's happening in, like, is this a sidewalk that you're going to put here?
Yeah. Hold on.
Just
ask your question.
Uh-huh.
And then she's going to respond because she needs to respond to everybody.
Yeah, I respond.
Yes.
But I can do this.
Yes.
Okay, so you know what I'm saying? Because I thought the question, the thing was it still U-shaped?
So we ask all the questions,
okay,
and then we give her a time to respond.
And my other question was, do they still have the underground parking thing, or are they giving that up and now it's the building?
Yes.
Okay.
Underground.
Okay, sorry.
Do we have any more public questions? No? Okay, now you can respond to all the questions.
So, I will go with the first lady who had questions on their parking entering here and also the road. This road, Payette County, it's an existing road that is totally paved. All we're doing is offsetting, and because there's 5 feet, they're taking 5 feet of our property, we're giving 5 feet back and taking the sidewalk. So it's already fully paved. And with the development that already existed, there were driveways along here. Now, if you look here, this is your driveway. Ours offsets it and it goes into the garage. Now, as far as the number of vehicles on the street, the traffic study basically would look at all the vehicles on the street. Now, this is a non-gaming hotel. And as happens today, you know, with all the rideshare and all those things, most people, especially if they're using rideshare, they would come here, drop off, and go, or come down and go. If you're in the garage, you can go through here, but you can have to use this and this. We believe with the fact that there was existing development and also the traffic study that would show this road, based on the county, it's an existing public street that is paved. It is not really a residential street because most of the stuff on this road is, there's a hotel, there's the Marriott, there was a hotel existing on this side as well. And with the shopping, the intent, remember, we're right across the street from the convention center. So the intent is to feed the convention center. So the number of vehicles that will actually come, they drop off and they go. These days, most people that come to town use their alternative modes of transportation. And if they're staying here and going across to a convention, that eliminates the vehicle. So the number of people who would actually ride, most, even in this town, most people, when they're going to the strip anymore.
I just came up on Debbie Reynolds tonight to get here. It took me half an hour to get here from down there. Taxis, ride shares, buses, all up and down that street, packing the street with traffic. And like I said, it's a narrow street in the first place, so.
And it's mainly, if it exists, it's mainly because of the convention center. It's not because we're building this, because that has been built.
You have to consider the convention center, though, because they have a lot of conventions there. And, you know, it's added traffic to that area.
That's correct. And we will add some, too. But ours will be minimal compared to what already exists and what maybe more of a commercial type shopping center or something would add to this. Because the hotels, most guests, will do the ride share. And this is why we gave the option as to people coming in the valet in both areas to reduce the parking, the cars actually getting here.
When they do the traffic study, do they actually offer opinions on where stoplights and stop signs should be? Because right now it's a mess there at that corner. People are trying to make U-turns, people are trying to go both ways.
Yes. The intent of traffic studies to kind of look at the counts and then see if a traffic light is warranted. And also with some of these, especially with a convention center across the street, to warrant if they should have pedestrian crossings to make it easier.
They're
so
just running across the street now.
Exactly. At least they you know, that they can condition with a traffic study.
Bridge or something?
With 620 rooms, we don't know what the county is going to require. And this is not, most of the bridges that have been done, which most of them, I did those agreements, were done on the boulevard.
Right.
Yes. Where there's a plan for them to do. I don't know what the county will ask for ultimately. It would be great if we had a bridge, if the county would build it. Sir, you were talking about the break in the existing gate between you guys. This is something we can discuss because per the county code, even though it's the same zoning, we're incompatible uses because you're residential and we're commercial. It's an incompatible use. And I'm sure that gate was put there to make it convenient for people to go. So we can discuss it with the developer to see, and then also the county, because you're residential, we're commercial, and typically you don't have cross access or cross gate. It makes sense, because especially if you live there, you wanted to go here, you didn't want to go all the way around, we get it. So we can discuss that, and if feasible, we can talk about it. So what I can do is connect you to the developer. Now the lady who had a question as to this room, now, I gave you the landscape plan. Between this drive aisle, which meets code, it has to because it's also functioning as a fire lane, there's required landscaping we had to put in. 15 feet because you're residential all the way through to this end. Yes. So there's landscaping, and I gave you the landscape
plan. Yeah. Thank you.
Those are the comments.
I had a question about the usage of the retail spaces and also just a clarification. You mentioned it's 620 feet or 620 hotel rooms?
604.
604 hotel rooms, and the tower is 620 feet
high. Okay.
Yeah.
And
that's here.
Got it. And then, my second question was regarding the use and whether the applicant, if you guys already know what's going to be there, or if they're going to be available for like lease and for third parties to operate the spaces inside for retail.
It's going to be operated, the developer is going to get operators for the hotel. Now, of course, with the retail space, these are going to be leases, and there'll be a management company that takes care of it. And within the hotel, there's going to be some restaurants and then on the convention. So really, this portion would be operated as one with management, and then this as one with management.
Got it. Yeah, so the retail spaces, do you know like if they're all going to be restaurants, if there's, what else is going to be there yet? Do you guys have plans for?
There's a mix. And at this stage in any project,
sure,
it's hard to get an ROI with somebody saying. So basically, we have a total of 6 spaces. So, and on this space here, the intent is to have kind of like a bar that overlooks the convention center. So really it's hard at this point. He did have some really fancy wine bars and retail wine bars and things when he originally proposed that. And that's what he's looking for. He's looking for things that don't already exist in the area. And also fair for, you know, like restaurants that people can easily go. You see how popular Bagelmania is before it was like a food desert in that area, but you have Bagelmania and other things. So his intent is to get uses that are not there, but uses that people can go from the convention center easily. And that's why I was saying like the traffic study, if it warranted, might ask for a pedestrian crossing to get people across safely. Thank you.
Okay.
And with the board, you know, with the conclusion of my presentation,
We would graciously ask that you approve the entire set of applications as requested. Thank you.
Okay. So the time for public comment is now closed. So now, does anybody from the board have any questions?
Do you have any questions?
You don't have any questions.
No questions?
All right. No.
So what do you think?
Pretty
fair about it?
Okay. Well, you have not done the traffic study yet.
No, it's a condition of approval. Traffic
okay.
and drainage are always conditions of approval.
Okay, just checking.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do we have a motion for approval with staff conditions?
So can we take them one by one?
Yes, I'm going to do one by one. So we're going to do all the articles that are here, and we're going to motion every single one of them. So we're going to start with SDR 25-0054-305. Do I have a motion for approval with staff conditions?
I have a motion to approve with staff conditions.
I second the motion.
All right, that one passed. That's the
all
first
in
one.
Favor.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, there we go. Now is BS 25-0055-305-CCD-LLC. Do I have a motion to approve with staff conditions?
I motion to approve with staff conditions.
I second the motion.
All right, so all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Then we got UC 25-0053-305-CCD-LLC. Do I have a motion for approval with staff conditions?
I motion to approve with staff conditions.
I second.
All right, so all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, so the motion carries and passes.
Thank you, George.
All right.
And have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So now we move to the part of general business.
No general business, Chair.
All right. Next we have the second portion for comments for the general public. If there's any general public comments. Go ahead.
Yes, Kevin Fargan. I noticed this time when the application
what?
Was... Yeah.
You got to say your name.
Oh, yeah, Kevin Fargan.
Yeah.
356 East Desert Inn. I noticed this time when the notices went out, they all required certified mail, which is nice, but not everyone's going to be at home. Like, we got this a few days ago, and no one's going to be at home to, like, sign for it. So it's better if they're not certified.
That's the first time I've ever seen certified mail.
Yeah. Mine? Yeah, I got the same one
on
the vacation.
Hold on, guys. One at a time.
Yeah.
The vacation application is required to be certified mail by NRS.
In where?
NRS,
but for example, hers doesn't have it, so I'm not sure.
And because you probably would receive one for the vacation, one for the waiver, the use permit, and then another one for the signage.
Yeah.
So you will have for three different kinds of occasions, and the only one that will be certified always is for vacation.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Sounds like we're going to get the other one. But yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Any more public comment? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a good evening, board.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. So that part of the thing is done. And then we got next meeting will be March 11, 2025. Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.